In this year, we're going to be discussing using wine and grape juice for Kiddush and for Dalet Kaisos, and whether or not one can use wine or grape juice that's mevushel, and some other shilas regarding the Dalet Kaisos. The Gemara Baba Basra Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis says, Amar Rava Soichet Adam Eshkol Shel Anovim, a person could squeeze a cluster of grapes, Va'omer Alav Kiddush Hayom, and say Kiddush based on the juice that comes out of those grapes, which simply is saying that one can make Kiddush on grape juice. And the question is, does this apply to our grape juice today as well? The reason why it might not apply is because the grape juice that the Gemara is discussing, of squeezing grapes and making grape juice, is grape juice that if it's left by itself would ultimately ferment and become wine. However, our grape juice today has retardants added which kill the enzymes so that it cannot possibly become alcoholic. In addition, our grape juice today is mevushel, whereas the grape juice mentioned in the Gemara is not mevushel. So there are some who say that if you're ever stuck in a matzev where you don't have wine for Shabbos or for Kiddush at any time, go to the store, buy grapes, and squeeze them and make grape juice. And that's because Rav Henkin and Rav Meisher Sternbach as well hold that if you put chemicals into grape juice that prevent it from fermenting and becoming wine, it's no longer considered yayin. It cannot be used for Kiddush, and you would make a shahakol on that grape juice. The opinion of Rav Henkin is found in the Ksavim of Rav Henkin, the Kisvei Rav Henkin, Simen Yud Ches. And he writes there that someone wrote to him with a complaint that the manufacturers of grape juice write on it that it's kosher for Dalet Kaisos and for Kiddush. And he says, Rav Henkin says, L'chair, they should have only written on it that it's only kosher for people who are weak and infirm that can't handle wine, but regular people should not be using grape juice. And Rav Henkin adds on, he says, a move on that it, for healthy people, it's pashut, that the ikar sheim yayin is mekusher with chayzik v'chariva. It has to do with the strength of it and the sharpness of it. But since yayin megitay, which is grape juice, is kosher, that's the sim. So grape juice is no worse than yayin megitay, like the Gemara in Baba Basra that we just mentioned. However, he says, Matsasi b'tshuvas knesset ha'gedolah, that he says that wine which they spread on it powder so that it shouldn't ferment and it shouldn't become alcoholic, that you should make a shahakol. And not only that, he says that this grape juice would not become yayinesech if, or stam yenam, if a non-Jew would touch this grape juice. So Rev Henkin says the difference between yayin migitoy, which is fresh wine straight from the press, that since it could become strong and it could ferment, it has a din of yayin. But grape juice, be'ikr, cannot possibly become yayin because it's been retarded in a way that it can no longer ferment. And therefore he says that l'chayra, it would not be acceptable for Kiddush and for Dalet Kaisos. So, although the Gemara that we mentioned seems to say beferish that freshly squeezed grape juice is kosher for Kiddush, Rav Henkin that we mentioned, and also Rav Moshe Sternbach and Moedim Uzmanim Chelet Gimel, Reish Nun Hei in the footnote over there, also feels that you shouldn't do it. And they say that because today it cannot become Yayin, it doesn't have the potential to ferment, which is the Lashon of the Rashbam over there in Baba Basra. Therefore, they say that you cannot use regular grape juice. However, there are several ways to respond to this. First of all, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank in Shuvas Har Tzvi, or Rechaim Chelek Aleph Kuf Nun Ches, writes in a letter to Reb Yitzhak Horowitz, who was a Rav in Hartford, Connecticut, who was also a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim. And he had written a fiery tshuva during the American Prohibition era that people who couldn't get wine wanted to use grape juice for Kiddush. So he wrote a tshuva, Rav Hurwitz wrote a tshuva, saying that just like the Shulchan Aruch says that Yain Mevushal, I'm sorry, the Rav Hurwitz says that it's, you're not allowed to use grape juice at all. But Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says that just like you could use Yain Mevushal because it takes its original, it still maintains its original character of wine despite its inability to ferment, so too our grape juice today, this, since it maintains the character of wine, so it's still going to be considered grape juice. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo Aleph Dalid also says a similar approach, that grape juice is kosher for Kiddush. Now it's interesting that later on, Rav Henkin wrote another letter, and he says that it could be grape juice could ferment. And he says that he got a kibalti yediyos mi rabbanim ha'iskim b'zeh. I got knowledge from rabbanim who are isik in this. And al pi hashimur, they say that it's referring to Mr. Herzog. And they said to me that if you leave grape juice in a room that's not cold, it will actually turn into wine. Even the grape juice today that has been retarded from fermenting, if you leave it long enough uncovered, it will actually begin to ferment. And he says that although I wrote earlier that the grape juices that they put on it, this white powder, which prevents it from fermenting, you would only make a shehakol on it, and it doesn't have a din of seichet eshkal avanim, of anovim, which you can use for Kiddush, and therefore he says you should make a shehakol. That would not apply, since it's true now that they're saying that it could ferment. But he says, Avada, if someone could drink wine, you should drink wine, because let me say, yain is connected to shikras, it's connected to the alcohol, that the ikar of yain is that you can make you into a shikra and make you happy, b'misameach you. But for someone whose alcohol is not able, someone cannot handle alcohol, for medical reasons, it's pashut, you could make bari pri hagafen on grape juice, even if it's mevushal, and even though it's been prevented from fermenting. So Mr. Feivish Herzog actually told the story himself. So we just heard it from Rev Henkin's perspective. Mr. Herzog said that he once met Rev Henkin at a OU conference, and he told Rev Henkin that all you need to do is take the cover off of a grape juice bottle, leave it exposed at room temperature, maybe drop in a little bit of sugar, or if you want, some yeast, and it would become beautiful wine. So this is why Rev Henkin was changed his opinion, and he said that grape juice, even though it cannot ferment, could still have a din of yayin, and therefore you would make a bari pri hagafen on it. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a psak that it depends if it's Kiddush or Dalet Kaisais. He says for Kiddush, it does have a din of yayin. Grape juice is considered wine. And he says, even if it would not be able to ferment, this that the Gemara seems to say that if wine cannot ferment, it's pasul for Kiddush. It's only if it's yain garua, that if it's low-grade wine, that it doesn't have the ability for ferment, that is when it's a problem. However, our wine, which does have the ability, our grape juice that does have the ability to ferment, just that we've stopped it from fermenting, that does not in any way indicate that it's yain garua. And Rebelsky explained also that our grape juice that chemically cannot ferment, it's not a chisaron in the grape juice. Our grape juice has a very, very high quality. The chemicals added actually help stabilize the grape juice and stabilize the good taste and the flavor in it by killing the yeast. But the grape juice itself did have the ability to ferment, so therefore, he says, the minig is, like Rav Moshe and like Rav Henkin was chayzer, that we do allow grape juice for Kiddush, though there are still people today who will do whatever they can to try to avoid making Kiddush over grape juice. It's a fun, interesting story that by Rav Moshe's Levaya, someone mentioned that Rav Moshe is so great that even the Pope was maskim to Rav Moshe. What's the Maisa? That we know in the January 18th of 1920, the 18th Amendment for the United States Constitution was ratified, prohibiting the manufacture, sale, or transportation of intoxicating liquors within the United States for beverage purposes. And this was known as the prohibition, which defined intoxicating beverages as anything with alcohol, but it allowed an exemption for sacramental use. Now, once there was an exemption for sacramental use, the from Yidden obviously jumped on the bandwagon to say, well, Kiddush is sacramental use, so we're allowed to use alcoholic beverages, which is wine, for Kiddush. But this actually became a big fight between the Orthodox and the other movements of Klal Yisrael. The others said, well, we don't think that it's necessary to have a sacramental exemption for Kiddush, because the non-Orthodox said, we're going to use grape juice, and grape juice is fine. So they actually lobbied Congress not to allow the exemption, the sacramental exemption, to apply to Kiddush and Havdalah, where they were actually led by Louis Ginsburg from the conservative movement, who was a theologian who was affiliated with the Jewish Theological Seminary. He wrote a tshuva, and which he said is perfectly and halachically acceptable to use unfermented wine with no alcohol contact for sacramental purposes. And therefore, you don't need any exemption for the Prohibition Act. So based on Ginsburg's ruling, the Reform Movement actually lobbied Washington to repeal the entire sacramental exemption, but they backed down when the Catholics let them know that they're not very happy, because the Catholics also have a ritual where they're using alcoholic beverages, wine, and they force the Reform Movement to back down from lobbying in Washington. Initially, the Frum community did not respond to Ginsburg's approach to try to stop the exemption, although they certainly did not stop from using wine. However, several years later, that's Rav Horowitz that we mentioned earlier, who's a student of the Chafetz Chaim, he wrote a very strong tshuva and disagreed and explained why lehalacha grape juice should not be used. There's a story told about the rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Twersky, who is known for being a substance abuse expert. And the story is told that one of his patients was a Catholic priest who expressed his dismay that he could no longer take communion, which involves drinking wine. So Rabbi Twersky asked him, why can't you use grape juice? And he explained that Rabbi Moshe Feinstein had ruled that the Jewish law allowed grape juice to be substituted for wine. So the priest said, interesting. And he asked his bishop. The bishop says, I don't know. I'm not aware that you can use grape juice instead of wine. So he asked the cardinal. So the cardinal sent a message to Rabbi Twersky if he could put the halachic rationale of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein in writing, and he's going to send it to the Vatican. So Rav Twersky did it, and they sent the tshuva from Rav Moshe to the Vatican, and the Vatican was maskim. And the quote they say is that if it's good enough for the Jews, it's good enough for us. Now, this is all regarding Kiddush, but what about regarding the Dalet Kaisais? So although Rav Moshe held that grape juice is good for Kiddush, but for the Dalet Kaisais, he's quoted as saying that grape juice is not acceptable. Reb David Feinstein in Haggadah Kol Doidi quotes him, and also Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank in Mekorei Kodesh also holds that grape juice is not acceptable for Arba Kaisais. Now, the Seder HaAruch quotes Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who says that the Chazayin Ish used grape juice for the Arba Kaisais, and also Reb Moshe Sternbach in Chuvas Van Haggai says that Reb Dov Beresh Wiedenfeld, the Chabiner Rav, also used grape juice for Arba Kaisais. So what is the reason that Reb Moshe Feinstein says you should not use grape juice for Dalet Kaisais, even though you can use it for Kiddush? So it comes from the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis, that it says if someone uses Yayin She'enei Mazug for Arba Kaisais, he's Yaitze his Chiyuv of Yayin, but not his chiyuv of cheirus. Yidei yayin yatsa, yidei cheirus lo yatsa. So that means, in the old days, wine used to be very potent, very strong, and they used to dilute it 3 to 1. 3 parts water to 1 part wine. So if one drank just a very thick wine without diluting it, so yes, it's considered yayin. But since it's not the way a ben chayin would normally drink his wine, we'd say yidei yayin yatsa, but Yidei Cheirus, the din of Cheirus that we're mechuyev to show by the Leil HaSeder, that were not Yotze. And the Rashbam over there says that if one uses Yayin She'enei Mazug, we have not fulfilled the mitzvah of avikaisis in the full way, because only yain mazug is chashuv. So we see, first of all, that if we drink yain shein and mazug, there's a chisaron and cheiros. Now we're saying there's a chisaron and chashivos, which perhaps is the same thing, that it's not cheiros if it's not chashuv. And the Rashbam, who we know lived in France, adds that the only wine in the Gemara's times that was only wine in the Gemara's time needed to be diluted, since it was very, very strong. And we see from this Gemara that it has to be chashav. But Moshe Feinstein says that grape juice simply is not chashav, since for cheirus you need chashivos, so therefore you're not yetzer with grape juice. So yes, for kiddush it's yayin, and you're yetzer for kiddush, but yidei cheirus lo yotza. But Moshe is asking that even if that if drinking wine would hurt someone's health, he would agree that grape juice would be okay for Dalet Kaisis, because for them, you can't say it's their cheiros for them to drink something that would cause them health issues. In addition, other people argue that if you don't like wine, it doesn't taste good to you, then for you, grape juice is chashav. And for you, if you drink wine, since for you, you don't enjoy it, that's not yidei cheiros. And therefore, you wouldn't be yaitza by drinking wine. You'd only be yaitza by drinking grape juice. He also, people quote the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Zayin, Pasuk, Halacha Tes, that says, Arba kais halal tzarech limzeg oisam, that these four kaisais, you have to dilute them, kidei shetia shtia areva, that the drinking should be pleasant. Arev, hakolafi hayain, depending on the type of wine, Ulafi dait das hashaisa, or according to the drinker. So we see that this is a specific thing of what is pleasurable to each individual drinker. And if so, one says that if you don't like wine, then for you it's not shtia areva. It's not going to be derech eros. And for you, perhaps it's even better to drink grape juice over wine. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein brings a raya from the Yerushalmi that you cannot use grape juice for Dalet Kaisis. The Yerushalmi in Psachim, Perek Yud, says a story that Rabbi Yonah drank the Dalet Kaisis at the Seder, and he had a headache until Shavuos. It also says that Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rav Hai, drank four Kaisis at the Seder and had a headache until Sukkos. So Rav Moshe says, one second, why didn't they drink grape juice? If drinking wine gave them, made them so sick that they were sick till Shavuos, or till Sukkos even, 6 months, why didn't they just drink grape juice? It must be that they knew that grape juice, you're not, with grape juice, you're not yaitze dalet kaisis. So, some were chaylik on Reb Moshe, saying that Reb Moshe missed a fundamental part here. The reason why they couldn't drink grape juice is because they were in Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael, wine grows over the summer and through the fall. It's harvested in the fall. It doesn't grow in the winter. So if so, it's impossible to have grape juice, which is Pesach, at the Seder, which is Pesach time, because that would be 4 months or so more after the juice was already harvested and crushed, which means it's no longer grape juice because it's fermenting. So they're saying Reb Moshe has no raya. And someone asked Reb David Feinstein about this, and Reb David Feinstein said, interesting, you know, it seems taka that Reb Moshe perhaps missed this nekuda, and maybe the Yerushalmi would not be a raya to Reb Moshe that grape juice, you're not yaitza, so maybe you are yaitza with grape juice. So I actually spoke to a cousin of mine in Eretz Yisrael who's a farmer. His name is Reb Shmuel Rappaport. And I asked him about this kasha on Reb Moshe, that Reb Moshe is saying you can't have grape juice, that you can have grape juice Pesach time, but everyone's saying that you just simply can't have it because there's no freshly squeezed grapes at that time of year. So he told me that he's going to do some research. He called up the biggest grape or wine expert in Eretz Yisrael who's secular. And that person said that there's no question that you could have grapes harvested before Pesach, and that he himself actually has created wine over the winter. And he explained that there's two ways to have grape juice before Pesach. Number one is that you grow grapes in warmer climates, such as the Kikar HaYarden, along the Jordan Valley. And if you well irrigate it, it'll be possible to grow a second crop even during the winter. And the grapes would ripen April, which is right before Pesach. The other way to do it is you take regular grape juice that's started to ferment to wine, and then you put it in a underground cave, which would make the yeast dormant. It would slow down the fermentation process. You then filter the wine to remove the sediment, and the wine will remain at 3% alcohol. And therefore, technically, it wouldn't have been difficult at all for those Amorayim to have grape juice or 3% alcohol in their wine, and they wouldn't have to get sick. So Vayter, we do have a riot to Reb Moshe. So Reb Moshe's psak stands that they could have gotten grape juice, but why didn't they? Because Reb Moshe says grape juice is not derech cheros, because it's not a chashev drink. Now, another reason that people argue against grape juice, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank brings down, is that grape juice is not misameach. It doesn't make a person happy because there's no alcohol. The Rashbam in Psachim Kuf Chesam Adbeis says that one of the key dinim of the Da'ar Kaisais is to create simcha. And also the Sefer HaMichtam in the beginning of the 10th parak of Psachim also brings that Chazal's Kavana with Da'ar Kaisais was to bring simcha. And also Taisus in Psachim Kuf Chesam Adbeis and the Ran Chaf Gimel Amud Beis and the Dafei Harif and Psachim also point this out. So Tzvi Pesach points out that grape juice does not make simcha. What's the raya? Because the Gemara in Tainus Daf Lamed Amud Aleph says that you're allowed to drink grape juice at the Su'udah HaMafsekes. Although normally at the Su'udah HaMafsekes you can't have simcha, but the Gemara seems to indicate that grape juice does not bring simcha, and therefore it's mutter. If that's the case, then you cannot use it for Dalet Kaisais, which is Simcha, according to the Gemara in Psachim, according to the Rashbam in Psachim. Moreover, Rashi in Bab Metzia Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis Dibur HaMaschil Lefakuche says that wine, what's unique about wine is that it brings Simcha through the alcohol. So, if so, one cannot use grape juice for the Dalet Kaisais. So there's Rabbi Yisrael Feldman Zatzal, who used to live in Milwaukee, who wrote a tshuva, and he says that first of all, if you have a cup of grape juice and you simply put in a drop of wine into the grape juice, it would be valid even according to Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. Because even though technically the wine that you put in is butel in the grape juice, but there is some alcohol in there. So it has that milo of being with Sameach. In addition, Rashi in Tainus over there that says that the freshly squeezed wine can be used by the Suda HaMafsekes says because it's chadash umasaik, it's new, it's sweet, ve'enai toiv ki yayin yashan, it's not good like old wine, umishalshel, it's diuretic, umazik, and it's harmful. So that's why you're allowed to drink it by the Suda HaMafsekes. But l'chaira, today's grape juice, which is not at all compared to that. On the contrary, today's grape juice is very pleasant, very sweet, very healthy, does not cause any damage. It could be, according to Rashi, you would not be able to drink it by the Suda HaMafsekes. Plus, I've heard from Rav Ganach Shlita that grape juice is misamech, and the proof is because the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph, which we mentioned at the beginning of Shir, says that Yayin Migitay is kosher for Nesachim on the Mizbeach. Now we know in Sefer Shoftim it says that the Nesachim were misamech alikim v'anoshim. And Rashi says that the Levium said the Shira in the Beis HaMikdash only when they were putting the Nesachim on the Mizbeach, like the Gemara in Brachas Lamed Hey Amud Aleph says. So, l'chaira, if grape juice is good for Nesachim, whose purpose is to be Misameach, then l'chaira, it should also fulfill the din simcha required for Arba Kaisais. What is the share of alcohol that Reb Moshe was saying, and that's what shows derech cheirus. Because we're saying yidei yayin yatza, yidei cheirus la yatza. And that's why you need to use wine. So how much alcohol needs to be in the wine? So Rvelsky would say a fascinating mathematical formula. He says that natural alcohol in wine never really goes above 14%, because once the alcohol is higher than 14%, the natural yeast dies. So we know they used to take the wine and be maizig at 3 to 1. So if it's 3 parts to 1, so the wine is only 1/4 of the final mixture. So if the wine was initially 14% and you're dividing that by 4, that means you're only with 3.5% of alcohol in regular wine. So if so, 3.5% would be the shear for alcohol, which would be mesameach. So therefore the yayin kal or kalkal, you know, the light alcoholic wines would be kosher for dalet kaisais lekuli alma, even those who don't want to use the grape juice, but they would definitely be allowed to use the wine that is kal. However, if someone does drink wine the whole year with a higher alcohol content, and that's what they like, they should not downgrade for Pesach and drink grape juice or yayin kal, because like the Rambam said, kefi das hashayse, right? Hakol lefi hayayin kefi das hashayse, and therefore for that person, their cheirus would be from a higher alcoholic content. As far as the type of wine to use, it's lechatchila, one should use red wine. Same thing applies to Kiddush Friday night. One should only use red wine. However, there's a famous Rabbi Akiva Eger that says that Shabbos morning, since you can lechatchila make Kiddush on Chamar Medina, there's nothing wrong with using white wine for Shabbos morning. But again, the minig is to try to use red wine whenever possible. Lechatchila, one should drink the entire kais, and if not, b'diavad, you can do rubai kikulai, and b'diavad, rive of a revius would be okay as well. Rav Nissim Karelitz was asked a few shilas, and he was also asked for dalet kaisis, can you use grape juice? And his answer was that yes, you could use grape juice, and that also yetzir the mitzvah simchas yomtif with grape juice. But he says it's mahudr to actually add in wine, which we said earlier, b'shem the Rabbi Yisrael Feldman from Milwaukee, that adding on a little bit of wine into your grape juice would be a hider, because that would help to be yetzir to the inyan of derech cheirus. Rav Nissim Karelitz is also asked regarding a chayle who wine and mitz anovim is hard for him. Let's say he's a diabetic, and it's a very high sugar content with it. What should you do for dalet kaisais? So he would answer that in that case, you can drink orange juice or grapefruit juice, even though it's a question whether that's Chamar Medina, but in order not to be mevatel dalet kaisais, you should drink that. And the Kiddush, though, you should not make on such a thing. Kiddush, you should be yetzer from others. There are other opinions as to what's called Chamar Medina. Some say a coffee, a decaf coffee, or a regular coffee could be Chamar Medina. Some say a tea, a cup of tea, could also be Chamar Medina. And another shayla Rav Karelitz was asked was regarding what's the age of chinuch? How do we do chinuch for ketanim? Do we make them drink the full 4 cups? So he would answer that if a katan could sit by the Lel HaSeder and listen to the Agodah and drink the 4 kaisais, we should be mechanechem to drink the 4 kaisais according to the Seder of the Haggadah. But you could be very, very makel as far as the shear of how much he needs to drink dalet kaisais or eat for the kazayis matzah. So for the dalet kaisais, he would only need to drink 3 ounces, which is one of perhaps the more lenient shear. Although there are more lenient shiurim, but 3 ounces was not too hard for anyone to drink. And also for the kazayis matzah, he would only need to drink 1/6 of a large round hand matzah, which would also be the smallest shear of a kazayis. Let's talk now about yayin that's mevushal. We know when buying wine that we have to check to see if the wine is labeled mevushal or non-mevushal, because mevushal wine could be handled or poured by a non-Jew or non-Shemish or non-Shemesh Shabbos Jew. However, non-Mevushal wine, once it's opened, has to be closely guarded. And it's relevant to if you have a cleaning lady who comes to the house who's not Jewish, or if you're going to have people who are not Shemesh Shabbos at your Shabbos table, that you want to serve only Mevushal wine and non-Mevushal, and not non-Mevushal wine. You'll also find a third type of designation called Mefuster. Mefuster basically means pasteurized in modern Hebrew. For example, Kalil wines, which are OU certified, which are sold in the U.S., are labeled Mefuster. Not Mevushal, but Mefuster. The reason why this new designation started to come around is because some Paiskim question whether pasteurization of wine is really considered making it Mevushal. So, for those who don't consider it Mevushal, they label it as Mefuster, so that the way the people know, those who are Makbid, know that this is not Mevushal according to their standards. Now, why would pasteurization of wine be considered Bishal? So, Rav Eliashiv, in the journal Evan Yisrael, says, based on the Rosh in Avodah Zarah Perek Beis, that Yain Mevushal was only Mutter because it was a dover she'enei matzoi. It was uncommon to cook wine. And that's why Chazal weren't geyser on it. However, today that pasteurizing wine is so commonplace and it's considered the norm, so it's no longer considered a milsa d'lo shchicha. And therefore, according to Rav Eliashiv, all mevushal wines which are pasteurized would not have the maila of being mevushal. If Shlomo Zalman Arbach in Mincha Shloima, Chelek Aleph Chafei, Paskins, that, again, pasteurized wine cannot be considered Mevushal unless the Bishal causes a Shinoi, a change in the tam, the color, or the smell of the wine. However, the process commonly used today, known as flash pasteurization, is that they very quickly heat up the wine to kill the various yeasts and bacteria that are there, and then they quickly cool it down. So it is done in a way that even an expert can have a difficult time figuring out if the wine was affected by that flash pasteurization. So according to Shlomo Zalman, it can be argued that our wines that are labeled as Mevushal are actually not Mevushal at all, similar to Rav Eliashiv said. In addition, Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shaul, he says that for wine to be considered Mevushal, it has to become lessened. It has to be a miut in the wine, a lessening of the wine. But because today's method of pasteurization is performed inside pipes that are part of a sealed system and no wine is lost, so therefore it's not nismait to the Bishal. And therefore, according to Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shaul as well, our wine, which is labeled Mevushal today, would not be considered Mevushal. So according to this, if a non-Jewish cleaning help moves an open bottle of wine that was Mevushal, it would still be considered stam yenum. However, we know that the prevalent minhug is that we do rely on mevushal, and the Rav Avadia writes in Yabia Omer that is the halacha, as well as Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein required pasteurization to exceed 175 Fahrenheit. The Tzelem Rav was insisted that it has to be minimally 190 Fahrenheit to be considered Mevushal. So based on the Psak of Reb Moshe and the Tzelem Rav and the Reb Avadi Yosef, so the OU and other Vad Kashuses are Matir, flash pasteurization, to be labeled either as Mevushal or Mefuster. By Kedem, their grape juice, which is Mevushal, is usually heated up to 212 degrees. The wines usually go over 180 degrees. And the ones that are non-mevushal are usually are pasteurized, but they're pasteurized below 180 degrees. Now, according to the ones on yain that's mevushal, there is a discussion among the rishonim what bracha should be made on it. On apple juice or orange juice, we make a shehakel. And the reason is because the Chazal and Brochas Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph say it's Zeya Be'alma. Juice that comes out of fruit is Zeya Be'alma. And it's not deserving a more chashava. It's not upgraded. The fruit is not upgraded by making it into a juice. Whereas wine, on the other hand, it gets a special bracha of Bar Priya Gafen because the status of the grapes is upgraded. It's a shtani le'iluya, like the Gemara and Brochas says on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis. So Rashi and the Rush And the Rash, which is brought down on Tosfos Baba Basra Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph, Dibur Hamaschel Lema, say that if wine is mevushel, the bracha should be shehakol. Because since cooking the wine downgrades its quality and reverses the wine's original status upgrade, it now goes back to a shehakol. It becomes Zeya Ba'alma. So it's considered like apple juice or orange juice. However, Tosfos and most other Rishonim, which are the Beis Yosef brings down in Aruch Chaim in Reish Ayin Beis, they paskin that we say Bar Pi Hagafen even on Gain Das Mevushel. And Tosfos brings a Yerushalmi in Psachim Perek Yud Halacha Aleph that says Yain Mevushel is kosher for Arba Kaisais, and if it's kosher for Arba Kaisais, it must be that it's a Hagafen. And the Rush in Baba Basra, in also Perek Vav, where in Arsugya, in Ice 10, Ice Yud, is quoted in the Beis Yosef, and he also says that Yain, which is Mevushel, retains its upgraded status, and therefore it's not Zeya Ba'alma, it is Hagafen. And it's especially true today that Lechayah, even Rashi and the Rash would agree today that there's no Yerida in the quality of the wine when you're Mevashel it, because even a wine connoisseur has difficulty telling the difference between wine which was pasteurized and wine which is unpasteurized. Lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Reish Beis Sif Aleph says that if you say Bari Pri Hagafen and Yain, that's Mevushel, he doesn't even bring anyone that's being Chaylik on him. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chav Tes, Halacha Yidalad is Chaylik. And he's based on the Gemara in Baba Basra, Tzadi Zayin Amad Aleph, that says that one of the criteria for Kiddush, for wine to be kosher for Kiddush, is that the wine has to be kosher for Nesachim, Agabi HaMizbeach. And the Magid Mishnah says that the Rambam is maskim that we do say Bari Pri Hagafen and Yayin HaMevushel. But just that he holds that Mevushel wine would not be kosher for Nesachim. And since it's not kosher for Nesachim, we cannot use it for Kiddush. The Rush points out that when the Gemara says that Yain, which is not roy for the Mizbeach, cannot be used for Kiddush, that's really a problem if the wine is in poor quality. No mashal, if it has a bad smell or bad taste because it was Mevushel or from other reason. And the reason that Yain Mevushel is not able to be used for Nesachim is only because it's not good wine anymore, because it's damaged. But Chayra, according to this, since today our pasteurization is a closed system pasteurization, it's a flash pasteurization, and there's no problem in the flavor of the wine. On the contrary, sometimes the wines that are Mevushel are extremely expensive and extremely high quality. There would not seem to be any issue with using it, and perhaps they would be kosher for Nesachim. The Beis Yosef says that Roy Vishayim agree with Tosfos and the Rush that Yain Mevushel is kosher for Kiddush, and the Chumash Hadeshin also says Beferish that Roy Vishayim are Mekel on this. And in fact, he says the Ugger, who brings down that the Minigan Ashkenaz and all of its Chachamim was to use Yain Mevushel for Kiddush, if no other wine of equal quality, of comparable quality, is available. Now, we mentioned the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Reish Ayin Beis. I'm sorry, the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Reish Ayin Beis, Seif Ches, brings those who are Mekel, and hold Yain that's Mevushel is Kosher for Kiddush. But he says the Rambam, it says Yesh Oimrim, he brings that as a Yesh Oimrim over there. And the Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Ayin Beis Seif Tes says that L'chayre, the Shulchan Aruch, is seeming to say that we're not makbid like the Shita of the Rambam. The Rama, in turn, brings on the Ugar, who says that the Minig is to use Yain Mevushel if no other wine of equal caliber, of equal flavor and quality is available. The Mishnah Brura over there in Reish Ayin Beis, Asif Katan Chav Gimel, is Medayik from the Ramah, that if there is non-Mevushel wine available, and it's equal in quality to the Mevushel wine, then one should take the non-Mevushel wine to be Makbir on the Shita of the Rambam. In Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he brings down
that there's an inyan, perhaps dafka, to use yain mevushal for those who have nachrim in the house, or for those who may have non-religious yidn coming to their meals. It would be even a chumrah or a hidur to drink mevushal wine, so that you shouldn't come to any other issues. However, he brings down that Rav Shlomo Zalman's shita, that our wines and grape juices, which are only heated briefly, they're flash pasteurized, and the taste is marginally affected, is not considered yain mevushal. So according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, then there's no reason at all to be makbid on yayin that is not mevushal, because according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, our yayin that is mevushal is actually not mevushal. So therefore, there's no problem using our mevushal wine today as non-mevushal. If all else is equal, one should use non-mevushal wine for Kiddush and for Dalit Kaisais. Rav Belsky also points out that some shitas hold that sweetened wine is the same as white wine and should not be used. However, again, if they are not from people at the Seder, there still would be a reason to be makbid on using whatever is mevushal, even if it's going to be sweetened. So in addition to Reb Tzvi Pesach and Reb Shlomo Zalman, who are mati using grape juice for Kiddush, Reb Moshe Feinstein, Reb Avadia, Reb Yosef, Reb Eliashev, Reb Gedalia Felder, also are mati using grape juice for Kiddush. And Rav Sternbach also writes that it's the common practice to use grape juice for Kiddush. But still, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, Rav Henkin, Rav Felder all note that the Magen Avram, which is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Ayin Bey Zivkotin Hey, and the Aruch HaShulchan and Aruch Hayim Kuf, Reish Ayin Bey Sif Aleph, say that it's preferable, it's a mitzvah min hamuvchor, to use Yayin Yoshan for Kiddush, aged wine for Kiddush. And others say that it's also preferable to avoid using yain mevushal for Kiddush, to be makbid on the sheet of the Rambam, that yain that's mevushal, since it's not kosher for Nesachim, is not kosher for Kiddush either. So, if someone does enjoy wine, they are should definitely use it for Kiddush. But if someone does not enjoy wine, they could be samech on the regular minhag that most poskim nowadays are matir grape juice for Kiddush. However, for Dalet Kaisais, we said that's another story, because with Dalet Kaisais you need to have derech cheirus, and some hold for derech cheirus you have to have alcohol, or at least something which could become alcohol, as we discussed earlier.